Injective files for SEC transfer agent registration. Injective said on July 17, 2026, that it has filed to register as a transfer agent with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The announcement, posted through CoinMarketCap's news account, frames the move as a step toward keeping ownership records for tokenized securities and real-world assets directly on its blockchain, rather than in a separate off-chain database. A transfer agent is a piece of plumbing most retail investors never think about. It is the entity that maintains the official record of who owns a company's shares, processes transfers when those shares change hands, handles dividend distributions, and reconciles the books with the issuer. In the traditional system, that record sits in a database run by firms like ComputerShare or Equiniti, one layer removed from the exchange where trades happen. Injective's filing aims to collapse that layer onto the chain itself. The record and the ledger become one thing. The pitch behind on-chain transfer agency is that the settlement record and the ownership record stop being two separate systems that need reconciling. When a tokenized share moves between wallets, the blockchain already knows the new holder. If the chain is also the registered transfer agent's book of record, there is no second database to update, no end-of-day reconciliation, and no gap between the trade cleared and the register reflects it. That gap is where a lot of cost and delay lives in conventional markets. Corporate actions, dividend payments, and proxy voting all depend on a clean snapshot of who held what at a given moment. Doing that on a public ledger, in theory, makes the snapshot continuous and auditable rather than a batch job. Injective is not the first to chase tokenized real-world assets, but transfer agent registration is a more specific and more regulated ambition than issuing a wrapped token. It puts the protocol inside a defined SEC role with defined obligations, which is a different posture than most crypto projects have taken toward securities law. A filing is not an approval. The important caveat, Injective has filed, not been approved. Transfer agent registration with the SEC runs through Form TA-1, and registration itself is a notice-style process rather than a lengthy merit review. But operating as a transfer agent for actual registered securities carries ongoing requirements, record-keeping standards, turnaround timing rules, and annual reporting that a blockchain protocol has to satisfy in practice, not just on paper. The harder questions come after the paperwork. Which securities would actually use an on-chain register? How custody and investor identity get handled when a transfer agent is legally required to know who holds the security, while public blockchains default to pseudonymous wallets? Injective's announcement did not resolve those details, and until a real issuer runs real shares through the system, the filing is a statement of intent backed by a regulatory form. This lands during a broader push to move securities infrastructure on-chain. DTCC has been soft-launching tokenization rails for U.S. equities and treasuries, and firms like Securitize and Cantor Fitzgerald have been building tokenized IPO frameworks. Injective is attacking a different piece of the same stack, not the issuance or the trading venue, but the register that says who owns what. Market backdrop. The news arrived on a soft day for crypto. As of July 17, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $62,057, down 2.4% over 24 hours, with Ether at $118.28, down 4.5% on the day, but up 3.1% over the week, and Solana at $74.54. CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index sat at 31, in fear territory. Infrastructure filings like this one tend to move on their own timeline rather than tracking daily price swings, and the announcement drew moderate engagement rather than a market-wide reaction. For anyone watching the tokenization theme, the signal worth tracking is not the token price, but whether a registered issuer commits to running securities through an on-chain transfer agent. That would turn the filing from a positioning move into working infrastructure. Practical read tokenized securities that settle on a public chain still convert to fiat somewhere, and the cost of that conversion, plus custody and identity handling, is where the real economics sit, much like the hidden spread layers that sit underneath a headline card fee. An on-chain register does not change what an asset is worth. It changes how cleanly the system tracks who owns it. That is a plumbing upgrade, and plumbing upgrades matter, but they show up in reconciliation costs and settlement times, not in a price chart.